Hello, the internet, and welcome to my guest, Yatharth Gupta and Gabe Frost. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us. Now, Gabe, we saw you a few months ago on Channel 10. We did a great demo of Play 2. Now, you showed us some of the really cool things Play 2 can do in Windows 7. You mentioned as part of that demo that the Windows 7 team had done a lot of work around wireless networking. So we thought we'd bring you in again for a second round, and we'd have a look at some of the wireless networking.
Right.
Now, I know from my personal experience being tech support to my friends and family that wireless networking isn't always the easiest thing. My friends have rung me before and they're like, hey, can you help me get my laptop on the wireless network? I'm having trouble. But in Windows 7, you guys have done a lot of work to address that, and hopefully it's going to be a lot easier.
Right. The networking team has done a tremendous job looking at some of the key challenges associated with wireless networks. As you pointed out, they're really hard to get set up right, especially when you're talking about devices that have limited screens and whatnot. But fundamentally, there's the underlying challenges of remembering security keys,
right?
Or half the time, heck, people just connect to the network.
Sure.
And they don't even put in security keys, which leads to a bunch of problems with Yatharth we'll talk about in a second. But fundamentally, the challenges are from, you know, not only with consumers who are having a hard time getting them back, but with retail, like, you know, the Best Buys and the Fry's of the world, and the people who make the devices, the manufacturers, like D-Link, for example, or Linksys. Whenever a consumer can't get the thing set up, that brand loyalty can be lost, you know?
Yeah,
couldn't get this thing set up, so they go return it.
Yeah, they probably think, oh, well, I can't get this working, so it must
right.
be broken.
Right.
And they take it back for a perfectly working device. It's just that
right.
they couldn't work out how to
get it. And the cost is actually pretty substantial
right.
when you look at it. And so we wanted to address all of these problems, right? For consumers, most importantly, so that they have a very good experience of using Windows with their wireless devices, but also for our partners and for the retail chains out there who have to deal with this, you know, backlog of devices that are getting returned. So the wireless networking team did a wonderful job looking at each of these particular problems and, you know, addressing what they could in Windows, you know, looking at the technologies that were available and creating consistent workflows so that consumers always had a single setup experience, whether they're adding a new wireless router to the network, whether they're adding a PC, a new Windows PC to their network, or even taking a device. Like in the Play 2 demo, we showed a wireless picture frame.
Sure.
Right? So how do you make that really easy to set up and then use Play 2 or you know, get pictures to it, for example?
Mm-hmm. So what we did was we looked at the landscape of problems. We bought a couple of these routers. We saw what, you know, what's supposed to be done and what people do. There's a few steps. You're supposed to buy the router. You're supposed to set it up. You're supposed to connect to it. And then an alternate thing that you do is that you connect to it later on
sure.
from a different PC. We looked at these steps, and they mostly worked fine. But the problem was people weren't doing all these steps because it was difficult,
sure.
because it was different for every router. You know, some of them come with CDs. Some of them you got to log in and do the little geeky thing of going to the web page and setting them up. So what we found that people were doing was just buying the router and connecting to it, which is perfectly okay. I mean, it's usable, it's simple. You know, you buy a router, you plug it in, you connect to it, but it's not secure. And there's some other problems associated with it. For example, you buy a router, you connect to it, you go to a website, things work fine, but somebody else might also be connecting to the router because it's not secure.
Right.
And now you lose bandwidth that you pay for. There is a security concern where, you know, you connect to your router and you go onto the internet, and somebody else might be connected to your router, and he might be listening to what you do. So there are several problems with leaving it unsecure.
Sure.
The people who did secure it, you know, the people, what I would call slightly advanced users.
Power users.
Power users are people who are a little bit more patient, maybe. They put
okay,
in the
sure.
CD.
Okay, they put in the CD. They read
That's
the
a
manual.
Great politically yeah. correct
yeah,
way to say
yeah.
that.
They're not power users.
More patient.
No.
They put in the CD, you know, they did try to do the right thing. They put in the CD, they set it up, and the different manufacturers have different experiences. They guide you through the setup. But once that was done, they didn't know how to connect a subsequent PC to it because
right.
now they forgot their passphrase.
Sure.
The security key. You know, you set it up and you're like, yeah, it's going to be my dog's name plus my mom's name plus my girlfriend's birthday. And 6 months later, you have a different girlfriend and you don't know how to get in there. You know?
And your dog ran away and now you got a cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, lots of problems. And what we've done is we've looked at these set of problems. We looked at different technologies that are available out there. We found a technology that fits this problem. So we focused a lot on the technology. But we also focused a lot on the experience. You know, the biggest thing, the biggest problem for a user is a change of experience. If we ask you to do something new, how do we message that to you, right? Let's say Windows 7 did some magical stuff where you could connect to it. How would you ever know where to go in order to get there? So we looked at the experience and we tried to not change the experience from previous versions of our operating systems. We tried to take you through the same flow. However, now you get different options. And what we're going to do here is we're going to try to set this one up. We're going to try to connect to this router, set it up, and okay. See what happens in Windows 7.
All right.
And, you know, this router looks old because I've used it for a lot of demos, but it's currently in its factory state. So when you buy it and plug it in, just the power cable, this is how it would be.
Okay.
It's a D-Link router. So,
and a fairly new model too. Is this available to buy right now?
Yes, this is available.
Okay, but it's relatively recent.
Yes, it's a newer model. So you go to your connections folder, and you see a bunch of connections. One of them is D-Link.
And let's go back a step too, because in order to bring up the wireless networking networks that were available to you in Windows Vista and Windows XP and previous operating systems, it wasn't just a simple matter of this wonderful little icon in the bottom right.
Well, there was quite a few clicks had to go through to see the wireless networks and then go through this wizard.
The biggest difference is that when we did have the icon, it did look different, so we've streamlined that a little bit. But when you clicked on the icon, you'd get this dialog box, which would pop up in the center, so it would appear to you as a task or, you know, a complex problem that you're trying to solve. And just by streamlining this on the side, we've made it a little bit more simpler. And I'm going to go and try to connect to this.
So this is the router here. It's called D-Link.
This is just called D-Link.
Okay.
I go ahead and hit connect. And this is a new prompt. It asks you, do you want to set up your network? Typically, when you try to connect to an unsecure network, it just connects to it.
Sure.
And, you know, you can start browsing the web. But here we have detected that this router, this Wi-Fi access point supports the new technology called Wi-Fi protected setup.
Well, and it's more importantly, it's not that it's just an unsecure network, right? It's that it's an unsecure network on a router that we know, based on this
Exchange.
Wi-Fi protected setup protocol that happens under the scenes that consumers don't know about, we know that it's not been set up yet.
Right, so Windows 7 can tell brand new router,
right.
Never been set up,
right.
And so you get this additional prompt.
Right, because you wouldn't want this to happen when you go connect to someone else's network.
Sure,
example,
or every time you connect to
yes.
your own router. Okay, so brand new router, this is the prompt that we get.
So I hit OK because I do want to set up my network.
Sure.
And I get this little screen which tells me to enter the 8-digit PIN
okay.
from the router label. So I'll have you read the PIN to me.
Okay.
So it shows, flip the router around.
So the PIN is underneath here. Now, there's quite a few numbers here, but there's one that's called WPS PIN. That's what you need?
That's the one, and that should be the only 8-digit PIN.
Okay, so that's 7780-2361. And I think you knew that number by heart, didn't
you?
I
did.
You've done that before.
Yes. So I go ahead and click Next. It gives my network a personalized name, which is based off my PC name. So typically people name their PCs, you know, by their own name, /laptop/work, whatever.
Sure.
Security, it's enabled by default. So what that means is when you set up this network, it'll be secure. And you can go in and look at the security settings if you're a power user. You know, you can change it the way you'd like. You could have
right.
a custom passphrase. But let's not do that. Let's just go ahead and click Next. And it's talking to the router right now and setting it up for the settings that we just showed you over there. And what's going to happen is once the router is set up, it's going to reboot. We're going to connect to it, and that's going to be our secure home network.
Okay.
Moving forward. So we'll just give it a couple of seconds here.
Now, the previous system, or the previous way that you would be doing this, you would be setting up a router for the very first time. I think you mentioned before, you know, you'd have a CD. You'd probably have a physical Ethernet cable. You'd probably have to actually
yes.
connect to it, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're running a wizard on your PC that's talking to the router. Sometimes you're logging into, as you said, the website, the little web server that's built into the router itself. And this is replacing that. That now doesn't need to happen with these new devices.
That doesn't need to happen. And also what you'll note is typically when you need to use a CD or when you read instructions, 9 out of 10 routers are the first thing that they ask you to do is plug in a cable.
Right.
Which kind of defeats the whole purpose
of wireless,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you buy a wireless router and you come home and the first thing you do is throw all your cables in the trash.
Yes.
And then it says, please
connect
a cable. Right. And then you kind of go, oh! Anyway, that's what I did.
So this router is now set up. It shows you your passphrase
mm-hmm.
here. You know, you can print it if you'd like. If you have a printer connected, you can print it. You can save it to a USB flash drive.
Okay.
If you'd like to. But we're going to do what most users do. Once it's set up,
and
they just move on.
Sure.
Forget it.
Like it never existed.
So there we are. We're connected to our network. The network's saved.
Okay.
So, you know, if I shut this laptop down and goes to Starbucks, connect to a network there, come back home, I'll automatically connect back to this.
Okay. Cool.
But this was setting up the router and connecting to it. Now, your girlfriend comes home, and she'd like to connect to this, and you don't remember the passphrase.
Of course.
Because it was complex. It was auto-generated.
It was.
And so let's see what happens. So I'm going to run a little command here, and what that does is it's going to delete the knowledge of this network. This is not something that the user would need to do.
Sure, you're just resetting your laptop to make it think like it's a new laptop.
I think the important takeaway with, you know, the last demonstration and this one that Yatharth is going to show in a second here is that at no time did you have to actually connect physically.
Right, you didn't have to connect a cable.
To the device, right? And so whether you're talking about adding a new wireless router, right, configuring the new wireless router.
Sure.
Or adding a new PC onto that wireless router, or adding a device, which we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about today, but say that wireless picture frame.
Sure.
If whatever device you're adding, the workflow is the same. It's apply power to the thing, and then go to your Windows 7 PC.
Okay.
You don't have to connect any cords. You don't have to do anything special, and the workflow is always going to be the same, as we'll see.
Yeah. I suppose the one caveat, though, is that you do need to have somewhat ready access to get that WPS pin underneath.
Only when you
first
set it up,
right. But that's the very first time.
Just the first time.
Yeah.
What we're going to show now is when somebody else comes into the house,
okay,
like my girlfriend, and she'd like to connect to this.
Okay.
What we showed earlier was setting up the network.
Okay. So the network's now set up.
Yes. So when I go to my connections folder again, I can see the network.
Right, up the top here. Okay, so this is the network you've just created.
Yeah. It's easy to identify because you had an opportunity to personalize it. If you didn't, it's your PC name, which is kind of common. You go ahead and click connect. It's asking you for the security key.
Right. And that was that 12-digit number.
Yes. Did
we just forgot.
Okay.
It was like WWXX117777. I have no idea.
And there's also an option to press a button on the router.
Right.
That seems fairly simple. So I'm going to ask you to press the button on the router.
And the important thing here, too, is that Windows identified that this is a router that's capable of this.
Okay.
If you had an older router that didn't support push button,
you would not see this.
Okay, cool. Right. Now, I think this is it here, the push button on the side.
Right.
Cool, so I press that. And now what happens?
So you've got to let it sit for about 2-3 seconds.
Okay.
We're going to detect that you press the button and get the profile from the router.
Oh, so, okay.
There you go. That's all you needed.
Now, has that just created an open connection or a secure connection?
That is a secure connection. So when we set up the router earlier, we set it up to be secure.
Okay.
And now you've gotten the secure profile from the router. And again, this protocol, you know, just to talk a little bit about the technology, it's not as simple as some other guy sitting there could also get the profile. It's, you know, there are security things that we look at. So this is secure.
Okay.
This connection, if there was another PC trying to get the same profile, the router just would not send it.
Okay.
So this
this is in lieu of typing in that 12-digit code. So
what
we're doing is we're pressing the button and we're saying to the router, you and the PC go sort it out yourself. You go exchange codes and create the secure connection.
Yes.
Okay.
Since the router already has the profile, we're getting the profile from the router.
Cool.
So the profile that we just received, there's nothing special about it. It's a regular wireless profile. You know, you can do everything that you did earlier with it. And the way to look at it that is we go here to the Network and Sharing Center, and we go to Manage Wireless Networks. You see your profile right here.
Right.
So the only new thing was getting the profile. It's a simpler way to get the profile and store it on the system.
It's actually interesting to note that when we first set up the router, right, the profile was created on Windows and pushed to the router,
sure,
right, wirelessly. So the router then has this profile. When new PCs come in, they don't have it. And so this whole process of push the button on the router is now the reverse, the router pushing that profile to the other devices,
sure,
on the network. So Windows configures it, and then from that point, the router pushes it to the different devices.
Now, is this a feature that's only going to be available within Windows 7? If I have a Vista or an XP machine at home, can I still press the button to connect them, or they don't have the technology yet?
So we looked at that problem, and you know, typically a home is going to have more than one kind of operating system.
Sure.
So we do have it on Vista SP2.
Okay.
it is not identical to this. So the user interface is slightly different, but you can achieve the same functionality on Vista SP2. So, you know, if you have the latest operating system, Windows 7, when it comes out, or you have Vista today, you could still do this.
Okay. But so the point being, this is built into Windows 7. It's part of the foundation of networking in Windows 7.
And the great part about building it into Windows 7 is no matter what router you get, no matter what wireless access point you get, you have the same experience, right? So it's easier for everybody. I have this. For some reason, I'd like to get a different one. I go through the same flow. Consistency is simplicity.
That's great. Now, we mentioned before, this particular device is available to purchase now.
Yes.
How many routers, I mean, obviously I'm not asking for a number, but are the majority of routers that you buy now, are they going to have these features with the press button and the WPS?
Yes. The majority of new routers, or the majority of routers that you find on the shelf, would have this. And the way we could say that is we looked at, you know, last year and the number of routers that were released, you know, number of routers that got certified by the Wi-Fi Alliance, and about 60-65% of those routers support this functionality.
Right.
And this is an improving trend. So, you know, we see more and more happening every day. We also have the Windows logo program. So for Windows 7, you know, devices that work great with Windows 7, we give them a Windows 7 logo.
Cool.
This particular technology is a requirement on the wireless router. So any device that you see with the Windows 7 logo, any wireless router device would support this, and you know, you can be absolutely sure about that because we validate that.
And are some router manufacturers, so older routers, people that bought a wireless router, let's say a year ago, before this technology was starting to get implemented, are you finding some manufacturers are updating their firmware? I mean, obviously they can't add a button, they can't put it back on the router, but are there some ways they can kind of compensate?
So a couple of them are doing it. However, we require for our logo program for there to be a physical button, so they don't get certified for Windows. Some manufacturers are going back and taking some of their older stuff and putting a pin. You got to understand, it's for them too, it's a big change in the manufacturing process.
Of course.
Because the pin that we just saw never existed.
Right.
So it's not, you cannot take an older router and just put new firmware on it, because there would be no way you could figure out the pin.
Sure.
Without maybe logging into the UI and looking in the software, but that doesn't help.
Which defeats the point of simplicity.
Sure.
Right? And so the key takeaway, I guess, to that question that you asked is that more likely than not, a new router that you purchase will support this technology. And there's two ways that you can identify that in retail. One that we advocate because it, again, kind of highlights the simplicity of the whole experience. The first one is that you can look for on the box, it will say Wi-Fi protected setup on the box. And it shows a little logo, and this is the logo that the Wi-Fi Alliance has. And it almost looks like that recycle symbol.
Sure.
Where you have one arrow pointing down and one arrow pointing up. But even better, as Yatarth said, that the compatible with Windows 7 logo requires this.
Okay, great.
So if you go and look for a wireless router on the shelf as Windows 7 approaches retail availability, and you see a compatible with Windows 7 logo, and there's only one logo for Windows 7, very, very simple. Look for the Windows 7 logo. It will support the technology. Even better, if you want to buy devices like a printer or a network media device, like these Play-2 devices out there,
sure.
If they are a wireless device and they carry that same compatible with Windows 7 logo, you know that all of them are going to work together this way.
That's
so
fantastic.
We do a lot of testing with the devices end-to-end. We validate the workflow in order to ensure that the same consistent experience is delivered. So consumers don't have to worry about, you know, using the little buttons on the printer or trying to figure out the little UI on the LCD screen on the device that they bought to connect it to a wireless network, add a security code, any of that. It's simple. Apply power to the device, walk to your Windows 7 PC, and do the same workflow.
Cool. Very good. So it's great to see consistency in how wireless devices connect to networks and how you set those up. I think that's going to help a lot of consumers, especially my friends and family. And maybe they'll call me less for tech support and more just to see how I'm doing.
Right.
So, you know, Gabe mentioned an interesting point over there about devices. And while we're not going to show devices, I'd just like to talk a little bit about them. Devices are actually much more complex than the router.
Device. We're going to talk like wireless picture frames.
Wireless picture frames, wireless IP cameras, wireless printers.
Printers, got it, sure.
Yes, these all sorts
AV
of
receivers, these types of
things. So non-PCs,
right.
Non-PCs, non-router devices. And you buy one of these devices, and they have a big sticker on there that says wireless, and a lot of them are supporting wireless. But how do you set them up? It's really complex, especially so many different devices, different mechanisms. For most of them, you got to plug in the cable. You know, that's a problem. So in Windows, we do have a solution now, wherein you can go to add a device. You know, your device appears, click there, enter the PIN, and the device is set up.
So that's actually from the start menu on Windows 7, you'll see devices and printers.
Yep.
From here, this is the same workflow. It's just add a device. So once you plug it in, and again, we don't have a device here to show you this, but when you click add a device, it'll automatically discover the device that hasn't been configured yet. It's not even really associated with the network. We'll discover it, you click it, click next, the same workflow as I mentioned before.
Fantastic. Well, when you do have some devices to show us, you'll have to come back and we'll do an amendment to the video. All right, so where can we go for more information on Wi-Fi protected setup? Is there a Microsoft site?
There is a Microsoft site, and there is also the Wi-Fi Alliance. So you could visit the Wi-Fi Alliance, and there's a lot of good information on there.
Just live search Wi-Fi Alliance?
Absolutely.
Cool.
And or you could go to www.microsoft.com/rally.
Rally, yep.
R-A-L-L-Y. And what Rally is an umbrella of technologies that helps set up a device, install drivers, you know, get it on the network. We're in there as Windows Connect now. So just search for Windows Connect now. That's our branding for Wi-Fi protected setup.
Fantastic.
And Rally is a site for people who are building devices. That's not a consumer thing. So if you're building a device or you're a software vendor and you want to understand how the technology works, you'd go to the Rally site to see that umbrella of technologies.
Okay.
And how
or if you are just, you know, intrigued about how it works, to get some more information.
Right.
Absolutely.
Great. All right, guys, thanks very much for your time. Come see us again and show us some more cool stuff in Windows 7.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
All right, cheers.